This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
I talked yesterday about the disingenuousness of the pipeline debate. Well, today I'm going to give you another example, but this one made me laugh. It seems like the latest rationale for the opposition to the Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion that's making the rounds is that there's no business case, no demand for Alberta heavy oil blend in Asia, especially China. I heard it in the radio with Sipora Berman, read it in the op-ed piece by former federal Liberal Environment Minister David Anderson, which got lots of coverage on the TV news. I've seen it on Twitter by numerous activists, all stating that there's no business case for Trans Mountain, no buyers for Alberta heavy oil blend in Asia. And I started to chuckle. I mean, do you really think there's any business case or demand that would bring opponents like Ms. Berman or Greenpeace or the Green Party on side? Come on, even if the expanded pipeline was projected to produce, what, 30 or 50 or 75% per year, they wouldn't end their opposition. There's no amount of demand from Asia or China, not even signed contracts to buy all the oil shipped through the expanded pipeline, that would get them to end their opposition. They're not opposed because of the business case or concerns over Chinese demand. They don't care about the economics, the billions in government revenue on the line, or the high-paying blue-collar jobs that would be created. They never had. I mean, that's their right. They're entitled to their legitimate concerns. But it's a bit much for opponents to bring up the business case if that has, as if it had anything to do with their opposition. And by the way, doesn't mean there's no risk to the Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion simply because the go-ahead's been given. No, the biggest risk has always been the government's ability to bring it in on time and on budget. Keep in mind that as a taxpayer, you own the Trans Mountain Pipeline, and every delay costs you money. The question is whether the whole project can be built for the $7.4 billion, as Credit Suisse said this week, or maybe $9.3 billion forecast by the Parliamentary Budget Office. That's why, even after the announcement, the markets really didn't react, because worries about the cost of future delays caused by opponents. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.